And is mindset a way of life, Barbara?
Basically, we would say that we were all born with a mindset. Either our mindset was negative or our mindset was positive. Either our mindset was geared towards prosperity or our mindset was geared towards poverty. Like Jeffrey says again, 2,000 meals with the wrong financial planner. You know, we've been around people that maybe were negative thinkers. Like for myself, my parents are both high school dropouts, dropped out of high school in the 9th grade. They were anti-education, anti-higher learning, anti-society, anti-establishment, anti-money, anti-everything. Very negative people with a poverty consciousness. If I heard it once, I heard it a million times. Eat all the food on your plate because there's people starving in Africa. And so there was always a lack and a limitation. So by the time I was 18, oh my goodness, I mean, the attitude I had was incredible. I had a mindset. It was a negative one. I had a chip on my shoulder as big as the all outdoors. And I knew about connecting. It was kind of like disconnecting. That's what I knew. I knew how to disconnect with people. Forget grateful. I mean, I wasn't grateful for anything. I was just one angry human being with a very negative attitude, you know? But I had one blessing that I'll always be thankful for, is that I knew I wanted more. And I knew I wanted to be better. I knew I wanted to be different. So I had a thirst for something. I was really thirsty to be, do, have more, to know more, become more, to be able to have prosperity. Even though that word wasn't in my vocabulary at that time, it was something that I wanted, you know? So I went to work. I was really blessed because I lived in San Francisco at the time, and I met a medical student at the University of California, San Francisco. And forever and ever will I be grateful for meeting this young man, and I'd love to just connect with him to tell him thank you. But he introduced me to Three Magic Words by U.S. Anderson. He introduced me to The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. He introduced me to Handbook to Higher Consciousness by Ken Keyes. And he introduced me to The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And he also introduced me to Transcendental Meditation. Well, those books and my association with Ron English completely changed the course of my life. Well, what did it do, Johanna? It changed my mindset. You know, Martin Luther King says, don't take hope from someone because that may be all that they have. Well, I didn't have hope. But after reading those books in association with Ron, I had hope and aspirations again and a desire, a burning desire to become more, do more, have more. And that was kind of my foundation. That was back in 1979, approximately. And so when the network marketing industry came around with personal growth and development in 1996, I was totally ready. I just grabbed onto that like nobody's business because it was just exciting. And, you know, like I tell a lot of people, Johanna, in terms of mindset and personal growth and development, get up off your wallet. I mean, it's not for sitting on. It's not for hiding away in the far corners of your purse. It's for investing in your presence. Now, people will say, you know, real estate is the best investment. Nay, nay, I say, real estate is not the best investment. Investing in yourself, in your presence, in who you are is the best investment. Had I not invested in one little CD by Lazarus back in 1980 called Prosperity and Abundance, the Skill, and started listening to that one little CD every single day for 2 years to make a mind shift within me, I would never have been the real estate investor that I am today. I have a $1 million real estate portfolio, but where did it come from? Mindset, personal growth and development. That's the foundation. If you don't have that, you're not going to be out investing in real estate.